Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12 and a half pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2256, 9 Tips to Simplify Your Finances by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thank you so much for joining today and every day. This is the podcast that brings you some of the world's best content covering personal finance 7 days a week, including holidays. So for now, let's jump into another great post and start optimizing your life. 9 Tips to Simplify Your Finances by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. As many of you know, I'm all about simplifying. We've done it with 99% of our bank accounts and retirement accounts, having everything under one roof, and I continue to work on mastering it across other areas of our lives too. Even when it backfires on me like it does every now and then. Dang you, wardrobe. So when I was reading one of my favorite blogs the other day, My Money Blog, the one that inspired me to start this blog, and saw that Jonathan posted about even more ways to simplify your finances, I was all about it. You can never read too many tips on bettering your financial setup, and at the very least, you walk away with some more pats on the back if you've already happened to implement them, which in this case happened for me for 6 out of the 9 tips listed. I'm not sure I agree with all of them exactly, but they're definitely all good things to consider. Here are the 9 tips to simpledom. Number 1, get down to one mutual fund. Fail. Time recommends latching on to only one target date fund, which is definitely simple. And while I have way more than I need myself at probably around 20 plus, I don't think just one is the answer either. I feel like my trusty vlogger friend Catherine has it right. She recommends people only need about 4 to 5 funds in total, but I'm in no position to argue. I just know I don't need over 20 of them and have to combine at some point in the near future. Number 2, keep 2 credit cards. Win. I love this one. One of my favorite ways to simplify because it just makes life so much easier in my opinion. I give props to those who rate Chase and get all kinds of free miles and rewards for signing up to dozens of cards a year. But to me, it just muddles everything and adds more pollution to the game plan. So I stick with my 2 credit cards, one for personal and one for business, and continue on my merry way. Number 3, pay bills online. Win. Makes life much, much easier. I don't know how we survived without it. Though I do remember whipping out the old checkbook to pay bills at the last minute and invariably getting hit with late fees all the time. Number 4, choose one financial institution. Win. My favorite of them all. I can't tell you how much of a difference this has made over the years. No more signing into multiple accounts to find everything and remembering or losing passwords left and right too. This was by far one of the best things we've done since combining our money. Another reason to choose just one bank. It makes it easier when merging 2 lives worth of accounts. And I'll never go back to multiple accounts again, even if you get a free $50 or whatever in doing so. Number 5, automate everything. Fail and win. I'm a strong believer in automating as much of reoccurring bills as possible, especially those that are roughly the same all the time. But I don't like automating big things like mortgages or credit card bills in case something funky happens that month. Plus, I like to feel the sting of them both when manually doing it. So it's a constant reminder of how real and annoying it is. More motivation to find ways to nix them. Number 6, get overdraft protection. Win. If I ever bounce anything in my checking account, it'll go directly to my savings account and pull all remaining money, thereby avoiding any ridiculous fees for, well, doing something ridiculous myself and not managing it all correctly. Number 7, create an emergency fund. Win. Ours has fluctuated over time, but I always have backup money in case the shit hits the fan. I'm terrified about not having cash on me at any given point in time, and my wife even more so, 10 times more if I were to guess. Number 8, pay yourself first. Win. I can never tell if this is meant literally or figuratively, but if it is the former, then no. I like to have all my bills paid first so I can make sure my family has a roof over their heads and food in their bellies. Call me crazy. But yes, I also make sure we're paying ourselves every year by maxing out our retirement accounts too, which I think is super important, just not as much as having shelter and food. And number 9, get organized through new technologies. Fail. Unless you count credit card budgeting using technology, but we don't use mint.com or You Need a Budget or any of the other services or products out there, really, because again, I like to manually do stuff to stay on top of exactly what's going on. And I find I get lazy when things are automated, and not in a good way. For the majority of people that suck at dealing with money, I would probably advise automating as much as possible, though. You just listened to the post titled 9 Tips to Simplify Your Finances by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. As Jay Money was reflecting on automation, it made me think of a quote from the Financial Panther, who said, "My ability to save doesn't have to do with willpower or self-control. Instead, it's all about the systems I have in place to make my pool of money look as small as possible," end quote. I think this reiterates one of the key things to understand about money management. It all boils down to habits. Your habits surrounding how you spend and save money are much more impactful than the knowledge you may have about how money works. And automating your saving, budgeting, and investing is a great way to solidify those habits. For me, I set up some automation outside of my retirement contributions only after I had developed some healthier financial habits. When I was first getting control of my money, I logged into all of my accounts every 2 weeks when I got paid to monitor my spending, pay bills, and throw money at my debt. I could have automated my bills, for example, but I wanted to force myself to engage with my budget and foster more awareness around my money. Once I got a handle on it, I automated everything, and now I just check in once a month to calculate my savings rate and monitor for fraud. I share this because while I think automating is a powerful tool, it will be less useful the smaller the gap is between your income and expenses. When that gap is small, it's time to pay close attention. And a great way to increase the gap is by continually growing awareness around your spending and making adjustments. If you automate saving, for example, but then need to raid your savings account due to overspending, that automation is less impactful. And that concludes another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks always for joining. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.